I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. A U.S. judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked part of President Donald Trump's sweeping directive to pause federal grants, loans, and other financial aid, giving a victory to advocacy groups that said the order would disrupt programs that serve tens of millions of Americans. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
President Donald Trump's White House ordered billions of dollars of federal grants and loans to be frozen, which could disrupt education and healthcare programs, disaster relief, and other initiatives. Earlier on Tuesday, a coalition of attorneys general announced they would sue Trump's pause of federal funding. Six states, including New York, Massachusetts, and California, said the lawsuit was meant to preserve essential funding for Americans. The acting head of the Office of Management and Budget, which oversees the federal budget, said the money would be put on hold to ensure it aligned with the president's priorities, including executive orders he signed ending diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A senior UN official in the eastern Congolese city under threat from Rwandan-backed rebels said Tuesday that civilian suffering there is truly unimaginable.
The mission is challenged in ensuring the safety of its staff and premises, which has been severely impacted by the heavy direct and indirect fire used in these last few days, and to address the logistical, human rights, and humanitarian challenges we are all facing.
Vivian Vandeper, the deputy head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the DRC, addressed an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council from Goma by video call, wearing a flak jacket and military helmet. Vandeper called for urgent and coordinated international action to end the fighting. This is VOA News. M23 rebels broke a ceasefire in early January and launched a large-scale offensive in the east with the support of the Rwandan army. Three UN peacekeepers have been killed and several injured in the conflict in the past few days. Kenyan President William Ruto said he plans to hold crisis talks Wednesday with Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan President Paul Kagame at an emergency meeting of the East African Community. Several people were killed in a stampede Wednesday at the Mahakumbh religious festival in northern India. The stampede occurred in the pre-dawn hours of the most auspicious day of the festival. Hindus believe that taking a dip in the confluence of the Ganges, Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati rivers absolves them of their sins and confers salvation from the cycle of birth and death. Held every 12 years, the Mahakumbh Festival is the world's largest religious gathering. Authorities expect more than 400 million pilgrims to travel to northern India during the six-week festival. Caroline Kennedy is urging U.S. senators to reject the nomination of her cousin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the nation's top health agency. In a video message posted Tuesday on the social media platform X, the daughter of the late President John F. Kennedy called her cousin's views on health care dangerous and said he has neither the experience nor the ethical qualifications to lead the Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, while he may encourage a younger generation to attend AA meetings, Bobby is addicted to attention and power. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
The video was posted on the eve of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Senate confirmation hearing. RFK Jr. has long raised doubts about the safety and efficacy of vaccines that have helped curb disease and prevent deaths for decades. An explosion struck a Hong Kong flag container ship Tuesday as it traveled north through the Red Sea, sparking a major fire that forced its crew to abandon the vessel. A maritime firm said the ship was drifting and ablaze some 225 kilometers off the coast of Hodeida, a port city in Yemen held by the country's Houthi rebels. Another maritime industry official told the Associated Press that the ship's crew was rescued safely. Shipping vessels have been repeatedly targeted by attacks by the Houthis in solidarity with Palestinians amid the war in Gaza. But the rebels said last week they were limiting their assaults following a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.